From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. South Sudan's rival leaders have called on their forces to halt fighting, which threatens to tear apart a fragile peace agreement and unity government. Speaking to a local radio station Monday, Vice President and former rebel leader Riek Machar urged his forces to honor a ceasefire declared hours earlier by President Salva Kiir. Mr. Kiir's declaration of cessation of hostilities issued Monday ordered both sides to stop fighting at 6 p.m. local time in Juba. Fighting raged for a fifth day across Juba Monday, hours after the United Nations Security Council called on leaders in South Sudan to control their forces. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon Monday urged the Security Council to impose an arms embargo and targeted sanctions on South Sudan. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says the U.S. will send more troops to Iraq.
And I'm pleased to report today in that connection that we agreed for the United States to bolster the Iraqi efforts to isolate and pressure Mosul by deploying 560 additional troops.
Carter spoke Monday during a visit to Baghdad. He said the additional troops will be sent to the newly taken Qayyara Air Base West, which will serve as a logistics and air hub for the coalition. British Prime Minister David Cameron said he will officially resign Wednesday, allowing Interior Minister Theresa May to become the country's next leader. Mr. Cameron said that on Wednesday he will attend the House of Commons for Prime Minister's questions and then go to the palace to offer his resignation. May stepped in line to be the next prime minister when her only remaining rival for the post, Energy Minister Andrea Leadsom, withdrew from the race. This is VOA News.